get Reverend Ted Pike on the phone, who was talking about an equally important issue, one of the most important issues. I don't think Ted Pike needs any introduction to the audience, the listening audience of the Political Cesspool or of the Republic Broadcasting Network. Ted Pike is, of course, the director of the National Prayer Network, which is a Christian conservative watchdog organization. Reverend Pike has been the primary national opponent to the federal hate crimes legislation proposed by the ADL, and he and the National Prayer Network have played a pivotal role, as you know, in defeating such legislation the last few times it has been introduced before our Congress. He's on tonight to talk to us about what is happening to Dr. Frederick Tobin. Have you heard this story? You'll want to know about it. Reverend Pike, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, James.
Thanks for your patience, too, my friend. We're running about 5 minutes behind in all that we do this evening. But I want to thank you for coming on. You truly are, my friend, a modern-day Paul Revere. Anytime there is an affront to our rights with regards to this hate crime legislation and how they might be adversely affected by the hate crime legislation, you are there and on, my goodness, more radio shows than anybody I know, and we thank you for coming on again tonight. That being said, and without further ado, bring us up to date on the reason for your appearance this evening.
Yes, I've been very concerned the last week or so about the arrest of Dr. Frederick Tobin at Heathrow Airport on October 1st. As many of our listeners know, Dr. Tobin is an authority on the alleged Holocaust and is quite a critic of the accepted 6 million figure of Holocaust dead. He thinks it's considerably less than that. He also questions whether gas chambers were the primary instrument in creating that disaster. But he has had a European Union warrant against him for at least the last 4 years. And he was apprehended at Heathrow and is now in custody to be deported, perhaps only on October 17th, just only a week from now. He could be going to Germany to eventually join Ernst Zundel, Germar Rudolph, and others in incarceration in Germany. Now, this warrant is unique. It's coming from the German Republic. It is being served by the European Economic Union, but England does not have a law forbidding criticism or lessening of the numbers of the Holocaust. Yet England is treaty-bound with the EU to deliver Dr. Tobin over them as a result of legislation which was agreed on after 9/11. Now, what I'm doing is I'm kind of leading the charge here in the Americas, trying to get people to phone in, to email, to fax high members of Parliament and the British government. And at our website, www.truthtellers.org, we have a list of the names, these phone numbers, email addresses, and so on, of these pivotally important members of the Parliament who should be hearing, even from people in America, saying, we will not stand for what is basically amounting to international hate crimes enforcement now. We will not stand for a precedent allowing a political fugitive or dissident to be apprehended in a country which doesn't have these kinds of laws and being shipped to another country under an international warrant.
All right, so Frederick Tobin flies into Heathrow Airport and is picked up because of a warrant issued by the European Union. I mean, obviously, that's the story in a nutshell. I don't think we need to go into too much detail as to why this is a very serious situation, one that we should all be united in opposition to. Winston, your thoughts on this matter? And I know you always like to talk to Ted Pike.
I do. Reverend Pike, I have long missed our conversations. I've long missed getting those wonderful little phone calls from you saying, hey, Winston, can you get a hold of James for me? I need to talk to him, and he's not answering his phone. especially like our conversations over art. For those of you who don't know, Reverend Pike is a superb artist, and I encourage you to go to his website there at truthtellers.org and look at his work. Anyhow, Reverend Pike, so we have a situation here to where an extra-governmental agency barges into a country and arrests a man on charges of violating a law that does not exist in the country in which he was arrested.
Precisely.
Can it get any more Orwellian? And what is behind this?
Well, the history is that in 1945, with the collapse of the Third Reich, the ADL Europe, that's the Anti-Defamation League, and B'nai B'rith and the Zionists all moved in, as you know, into Germany and saddled Germany with a speech defamation or a speech crime law, which said it became a federal offense for anyone to question or diminish the sacred Holocaust according to the establishment of figures and methods and so on. And that's been hanging over the German people for the last 50-plus years. And actually, Dr. Tobin was there in Germany in 1999, and this law says that even if a tourist from Australia, and Dr. Tobin is from Australia, were to be discussing the Holocaust in a critical manner, he can be arrested and imprisoned. And that's exactly what happened. Dr. Tobin spent, I believe, 9 months in a prison in Germany just for conversing with Germans in a critical way about the Holocaust. This warrant is also extremely unique in that it is the first that I know of in which the arrest warrant is not only for criticizing the Holocaust, it's also for quote-unquote anti-Semitism. And everybody knows that the term anti-Semitism is extremely vague. Nobody quite knows how to define it. Even some modern dictionaries are saying it's just criticism of Jews or Judaism or matters Jewish. And so here is an international warrant defining anti-Semitism as a crime against the German government worthy of deportation from another country. Now, this is extremely chilling for us even here in America, because our own U.S. State Department, in its Office of Global Anti-Semitism, which is run by the ADL, the State Department in its recent 2008 report to Congress stated very clearly, very categorically, that those who believe that the Jews had Christ crucified 2,000 years ago are classic anti-Semites. Now, if you go to the ADL, they will define a classic anti-Semite as Adolf Hitler. Therefore, our U.S. State Department is now putting a noose around literally tens of millions of evangelical Christians who believe the New Testament account of the crucifixion, including Mel Gibson, saying we are all classic anti-Semites. And this is part of a general plan under these hate crimes, ADL hate crimes laws, to round up, to incorporate evangelical Christians along with racists and haters and homophobes and domestic terrorists. All of them are being lumped together with the Christians into a group of people that are being held up for hatred, contempt, and I believe possible indictment and extradition in the years ahead.
Ted, two quick questions, and the first one, a yes or no answer will suffice, because I have to plead ignorant on this. Is Dr. Tobin, he is an Australian citizen? Is that what I heard correctly?
He was born in Germany, but he's a nationalized citizen of Australia.
Okay, all right. So that would seemingly provide him with an extra layer of a buffer, but apparently not. Now, that being said, and that was just a side point, it doesn't matter if he was born in Germany, raised in Germany, lived in Germany. These things should not stand. But to sell this to our audience is one thing. Obviously, our audience is outraged about this, wants to do what is necessary to keep a precedent from being set. The precedent in this instance is the European Union being able to detain whomever they want for whatever they want and extradite them to wherever they want.
Yes.
Now, but if you went to the general public, what would you say to the average fat, dumb, and happy American citizen who says, well, you know, this is some evil guy who, quote-unquote, denies the Holocaust. He's born in Germany. He's an Australian citizen. That's happening way over there in Europe and Great Britain, you know. This has nothing to do with America. This will never happen here. What do you say to those people, Ted?
Well, it has happened. About 6 years ago, Ernst Zundel had come down from real persecution in Canada. He was settling down with his wife in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and suddenly the U.S. Customs came and took him back to Canada against his will, had him incarcerated in solitary confinement, then several years later shipped him off to Germany. He is now, after 5 years, he still has 17 months left in his prison sentence. Now, there's an example of international hate crimes enforcement right there, which is very chilling. And also, Germar Rudolph was in Chicago. He is a German citizen and a scholar on the Holocaust. But again, he was apprehended as a result of a German request for extradition, and he was taken out of the country with perfect cooperation by our government. So what we're dealing here with is a free speech issue, which should touch and should move everybody, because if our free speech is impinged upon, even the free speech of racists and even despicable members of society, if it's not harming people, I mean, I'm not sanctioning slander and libel or shouting fire in a crowded theater or inciting to riot, but coarse speech, critical speech, unflattering speech, and so on. The genius of the American experience is that it sanctions those imperfect expressions of our thoughts. And if we start saying that just because we don't like people or their language is critical or coarse or politically incorrect, therefore they have a right to be shipped off to foreign countries, you see, we're undermining even our most fundamental rights to speak out on anything we want here. So this does concern us. This is not an issue for Europe or for the British or whatever. We live in an increasingly shrinking global economy and global culture and so on, and we cannot let international enforcement of hate crimes edicts from any country impinge on us. And further, speaking of any country, the state of Israel, the Knesset in Israel, is now very interested in obtaining the rights as a government to demand extradition from any country in the world of anyone who criticizes or diminishes the sacred 6 million figure of the Holocaust. And in fact, I mentioned in a recent article, I have it posted at truthtellers.org, that a revived Sanhedrin, the same Sanhedrin that crucified Jesus Christ, has now been established in Israel. It has 71 sages, basically Pharisees there, sitting in a semicircle. Already they are proclaiming themselves an international court of justice. Recently, during the Beijing Olympics, they proclaimed sovereignty over the nation of China in ethical matters, wanting the Noahide laws, demanding the Noahide laws be established and observed by China. And so what we see rising now in the Middle East is an international hate crimes Gestapo, which will demand hate crimes jurisdiction over the whole world.
Well, all right. That being said, Ted, we only have about a minute before we go to break. I want to ask you to hold the line, and we're going to talk, of course, about resolutions, what we can do to ensure that this doesn't happen and that Tobin receives justice, and justice being not extradition to Germany, as some people would like us to believe is justice, but justice, of course, being freedom to speak freely about the issues that you just mentioned. But, again, folks, if you want to have the ear of Reverend Ted Pike, the number is 1-800-313-9443. He's going to be on with us for a few more minutes. I guess, Reverend Pike, if this goes badly for Dr. Tobin, he's going to be facing some jail time in Germany, years perhaps, as Ernst Zundel did. When we come back, I want to ask you to let us know, of course, what we can do to ensure that he is released. And we're going to get to that, ladies and gentlemen, with Reverend Ted Pike and more when the Political Stuff Bowl returns. Again, to get on the line and ask a question of our very esteemed guest, Reverend Ted Pike, to ask a question of him, 1-800-313-9443. Don't forget your one-stop shop about all these guests and their bios and information, thepoliticalcesspool.org. We're going to be back right after this. More with our good friend, Reverend Ted Pike. Ladies and gentlemen, my friends, it's been a very, very fast-paced show tonight. They're always fast-paced in the Political Cesspool. This one just a little more fast-paced than normal. And, again, we thank all the callers for their patience. We're about to take some calls for Reverend Ted Pike. Reverend Ted Pike needs no introduction to our listening audience. He is the modern-day Paul Revere when it comes to the fight against Orwellian hate crimes legislation and laws pertaining to so-called hate speech. If you want to have the ear of Ted Pike, 1-800-313-9443. And while you're writing that number down, write down Ted Pike's website, truthtellers.org. There you will find very clearly, I love the way Ted operates. He is so organized. I really admire it. It is so effective. You go to his website, you will see urgent, 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 jumping right out at you, contact information to protest the arrest of Dr. Frederick Tobin. So the issue that Ted is on the program tonight to discuss, you can read about and find out what you can do about it at truthtellers.org. So, Ted, in addition to reading the information, we like to make sure our listeners are immersed in all forms of learning. Why don't you tell them what they can do now?
Well, I think the first thing is to get some calls, emails, faxes off to these top British officials in Parliament, the government. There's even, I believe, there's the fax number of Prime Minister Brown there. We just need to besiege the British government, including the Crown Protection Service. We have their number also, which is the Gestapo, which is holding Dr. Tobin. We need to join here in America with a lot of protest, I believe, that is coming from Europe. There's a very large newspaper in England called The Telegraph, which is writing excellent articles. Some of those can actually be seen at rents.com, where my latest article is also posted. And they are extremely critical. There's a top official in one of the major political parties in Parliament who is criticizing the government and demanding that Tobin be released and so on. Meanwhile, here stateside, we have to gird ourselves up because in only several months we're going to have all of this hate crime, bias crime, Orwellian legislation coming back to us. We've been favored by Almighty God with a reprieve here, and several years ago, alternative talk radio played a tremendously important role as many, many thousands of listeners worked with me as we besieged the House Judiciary Committee in the first months when the hate bill was introduced several years ago. We were able to set a trend of opposition to hate crimes and bias legislation in the House of Representatives. 185 Republicans helped actually to defeat the hate bill a year and a half later, but now it's all coming back in. Regardless of who is elected, ADL is going to try to establish a federal hate crimes bureaucracy here in the United States like they already have in Canada, Germany, and many European countries. And, of course, the next step is to unite all of them in international hate crimes enforcement.
Ted, you are good at this. You are very good at this. 10 seconds to break, and what a great response. That being said, I don't even have to ask Ted to pause. He knows when to pause. We're going to take a break. We're going to take some calls for Reverend Ted Pike right after this. The Political Cess will continue with James Edwards and Winston Smith.